My name is Richard Stone. I'm Chief of Staff and Director of the Adult Leukemia Program at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, Massachusetts. Hello, I'm live at ASCO to talk about some important abstracts having to do with targeted therapy in acute myeloid leukemia, which I'll refer to as AML. Now, over the past 10 or 20 years, we've learned that AML is a very heterogeneous disease. This heterogeneity has to do with the host factors like patient age, comorbidities, and even philosophy of life, but mainly it has to do with disease-related characteristics, which can be subsumed into the different cytogenetic abnormalities of diagnosis that patients have, as well, and perhaps even more importantly, to the different molecular abnormalities that patients have at diagnosis. We can generally subset patients into those with certain dominant mutations, such as FLT3 mutations, P53 mutations, or what we'll be talking about today is IDH1 and IDH2 mutations. IDH1 and IDH2 mutations represent about 9 and 12% respectively of all AML patients. So it's not a huge subset, but it's an important one. Now, the finding of IDH mutations is interesting because both IDH1 and IDH2 mutations represent changes in the normal isocitrate dehydrogenase enzyme that normally functions in the Krebs or oxidative decarboxylation cycle. So it's important in cell energy metabolism. But it turns out if the patient's blasts have an IDH1 or IDH2 mutation, there's a novel reaction product called 2-hydroxyglutarate from this reaction, normally yielding alpha-ketoglutarate, but 2-hydroxyglutarate, or 2-HG as it's known, is capable of changing the epigenetic milieu of the cell to a more leukemogenic state. It actually phenocopies another common mutation in AML called TET2, TET2. So IDH1 and IDH2 are leukemogenic. The prognostic impact of having a mutation is a bit controversial, but nonetheless, this gain-of-function mutation represents a target of therapy. And the Agios and Celgene corporations, in partnership, have developed two drugs, one called enasidenib, which hits IDH2 mutation enzyme, and another one called ivosidenib, which hits IDH1 mutation enzyme. Now, the IDH2 inhibitor, enasidenib, is already approved as a single agent for the treatment of relapse refractory IDH2 mutant AML. And ivosidenib, the IDH1 inhibitor, will probably be approved for the treatment of relapsed and refractory IDH1 mutant AML. And interestingly, just today, right after the presentation by Dan Pollier of the updated data of the IDH1 single agent inhibition study, there's a publication in New England Journal of Medicine that describes the reason for the approval, the results of giving ivosidenib to patients with IDH1 mutant AML who are relapsed or refractory. So I encourage everyone to look at that paper. The first author is Courtney DiNardo of MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. There's some follow-up abstracts presented at this meeting to understand how we might be able to use these two drugs in other ways other than single agents and relapse refractory AML. Specifically, we're going to talk about the use of ivosidenib and enasidenib in upfront AML in older adults who are not deemed fit for intensive chemotherapy, or they're actually deemed fit for non-intensive chemotherapy in the form of azacitidine, which is commonly used as a single agent to treat unfit AML older adults. And one trial, which was a phase 1b trial, assigned patients who had IDH1 mutant AML to azacitidine plus ivosidenib, and assigned patients who had IDH2 mutant AML to azacitidine plus enasidenib. And there's a poster from Dr. DiNardo that will be presented on Monday that describes the preliminary results of this phase 1b trial and shows that combining either enasidenib or ivosidenib with this azacitidine for unfit AML patients with the appropriate mutation is A, safe, and B, at least the preliminary results, suggest a response rate higher than one would expect with the azacitidine alone in these patients. Again, it's not a randomized trial, a safety trial, but it's an important one. And then Dr. Stein has a trials in progress presentation discussing the AGILE, A-G-I-L-E trial, in which we'll actually figure out whether the addition of ivosidenib, the IDH1 inhibitor, to azacitidine leads to a better overall survival than azacitidine alone in the IDH1 mutant older adult unfit patient. And we'll be very interested to see how that trial comes out. It's a very hopeful trial and tough logistically, because you're going to have to just find patients with IDH1 mutants, mutations. Again, it's only about 9% of all AML, and you're going to randomize those patients to azacitidine plus or minus ivosidenib. But it'll be great to have an improvement over azacitidine alone in this difficult to treat population. So I'm happy to say that we've got some new targeted agents in AML. Again, approved, or will be approved as single agents, and then we'll find out how to use these in combination with non-intensive chemotherapy, and in other cases, how to use them in combination with intensive chemotherapy in more fit patients with AML.